President Trump's promise to crack down on undocumented immigrants and the flurry of illegal crossings along New York's northern border have made a big impression in Canada. Several aid organizations and pro-immigrant groups are pressuring the Canadian government to pull out of a controversial program that's supposed to turn away almost all refugees coming in through the United States. Lauren Rosenthal reports.
Canada started thinking about ways to regulate the flow of refugees across its borders back in the 80s. That is how we wound up with the Safe Third Country Agreement. You'll find versions of it all over the world, but basically, it says refugees have to stay in the first safe country they can get to. And a decade ago, Canada officially declared the U.S. was just as safe. If refugees land there, most have to stay there. Aid groups were never a fan of this policy, but now Alex Neave, the Secretary General of Amnesty International in Canada, says it's beyond outdated.
So it's time for Canada to stop pretending in our asylum system that the United States is a safe country, and to open up the possibility for refugee claimants who pass through the United States to turn to Canada for protection instead.
Amnesty International is one of a growing number of organizations that's asking Canada to throw out the refugee deal. After President Donald Trump's first executive order on immigration last month, letters and petitions started piling up. Lawyers, professors, even the College of Family Physicians of Canada have joined in, saying American immigration policies fall short in some pretty basic ways. Here's Neave again.
With respect to the fairness in the system, with respect to how it handles concerns around things like immigration detention, and now, particularly in the last 2 or 3 weeks, respect for and commitment to human rights and refugee protection.
Those concerns are motivating more and more migrants to cross into Canada on foot, to try and take advantage of a major loophole in the Safe Third Country deal. If you can get across the border without going through a formal checkpoint, you're still eligible to apply for asylum in Canada, regardless of which country you came from. With reports of severe cold weather injuries and arrests along the New York-Canada border, Neave says anyone considering this trip should ask for legal help first. For WRVO News, I'm Lauren Rosenthal in Canton.